Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I wasn't surprised that time.
No, you were locked in. You're dialed in.
Here we go.
Brothers and sisters, welcome to Penn Sunday School. We are broadcasting from Show Creators Studios South here in Las Vegas. I didn't even mention Goudeau wasn't in the episode last episode.
You didn't mention that, no.
So I want to be doubly clear this episode, Goudeau is not here. He's not able to be here. It's just me, Matt. Just filling in for Goudeau, at least for this portion of the show. And here he is, preaching the love, Penn Jillette.
No one noticed you had nothing to say. Nobody noticed. You know, I wanted to talk more about the handshaking thing.
Yeah.
Because it is so amazing to not have any control over your...
Yes.
I was so nervous Thursday night putting in the new bit.
Yeah.
The whole show, I'm jumpy, right? So Jonesy said, you know, you really speeded up. You rushed Air Sax, the opening bit, a lot. I said, no shit. I rushed everything. I really don't have control over myself at all. But when I was learning poker,
yeah,
you know, Andy Block, mm-hmm. Barry Friedman, Jesus, all those guys were teaching me.
Annie Duke was in that crew, right?
Not teaching me. She was out of town.
Oh, okay.
But they were the people. They're really great guys teaching me play poker.
Yeah.
And they told me, if you're dealt pocket aces, which is called American Airlines, right? Because it's ace. Which is the best hand you can have in Texas Hold'em, all right? Before the river, you know, before the,
flop.
They told me that there'll be an adrenaline rush that is so great that you will tremble, right? And I said, okay, you know, and I was kind of, I was dismissive because I said, you know, I have done Saturday Night Live in front of 8 million people live with material that I didn't know how to do.
Yeah.
I do that a lot.
You do a trick where you have your partner point a gun at your face.
Yeah. I said, I'm not going to have a problem with that.
Yeah.
And they said, okay. And I said, I won't have a problem. So I'm playing on TV, playing poker, and I'm making jokes and mm-hmm. I'm with Angie Dickinson.
Yeah.
Other people playing poker. American Airlines. I look at it. It was the most amazing feeling that I ever had. Because every other time you've had an adrenaline rush, okay, you can move.
Yeah.
Right? Some way you can move. You can pace.
Yeah.
Breathe a little deeper. But remember, the important thing in this is you can show nothing.
Right.
So they don't tell what I didn't understand. They probably told me. What I didn't understand was you get a full adrenaline shot that no part of your body can dissipate. Right? So imagine you, you know, you're drinking like, I don't know, 10 double espressos right down, and then they tell you, don't move. You can't stand up. You can't walk around.
Right.
Just don't move. It was amazing. Just try putting my hand against there, and it was not like the hand was shaking. It was like electricity going through my whole body. You could actually feel, I mean, I'm acting as though I know the biology on this, but whatever is released into your system.
Yeah.
That gives you that that jolt, whatever that is, it gets released and you can't dissipate it in any way. It was just amazing.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the thing. Yeah, you want to celebrate good luck, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of like magician's guilt.
Yeah.
Is a real thing where you want to give, as soon as it goes well, you want to give away the trick.
Yeah.
It's your body does that while your brain doesn't. It's really weird. So there's a decision somewhere to do it. But yeah, your body wants to express good things, which is pretty crazy.
It really does.
Yeah.
It really does. It's happening there. Yeah. And it was amazing to have that that incredible, incredible jolt.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that, you know, I'm backstage Thursday night, going to go out and do this new Wes Isley trick on our stage. And I get that in my head going, you know. And before, I mean, I'm the pre-show, I'm playing bass.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm already losing shit. I'm already not know where I already Jonesy's rolling his eyes. Why are you on D minor? What are you doing? Well, I'm on D minor because of Wes Isley. Okay, that's why. And I'm looking at the audience, and I'm walking to the stage, and I go, Ben, you have been doing this shit for 55 years.
Yeah.
Right? You know that tomorrow night you won't be feeling this. You know you're going to get through it. You know it's going to be over. Just think about your breathing. Remember Sam Harris? Remember Andy at Headspace?
Yeah.
Just get a hold of yourself. This isn't fucking working! I have no trick to it at all.
Yeah.
You know, I've done, you know, I've been asked by people, you know, how do you deal with nervousness? And I go, I don't. I'm terrible. You know, before we go on Letterman, I'd be terrified. Said in that line. Now, this is the weird thing, you know. I believe when I'm nervous about a show, I'm nauseated, I'm trembling.
Yeah.
I can't think, and I'm terrified. I guess the difference is I still go on and do it.
Yes.
What personality trait is that?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's even like when you're trying to do acting stuff or whatever, and you do it for a while, and a young actor's like, how do you get over the rejection of not getting cast? And I was like, if you find out, let me know. And it's like, but you just can't handle rejection. It does suck every time.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't suck less with time.
I was talking to a class at Harvard Cock.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a really good question. When you think about people that are in a exclusive class in the school,
mm-hmm.
they're in the school. And one of them said to me, you just said that some of the ideas you have don't work. How do you deal with failure? And I said, I've had so much more experience than you. I am a pro.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you're at in a master's class at Harvard, right?
Yeah.
That's where you are.
Yeah.
It means you've gotten pretty much straight A's, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much means you've been on some sporting thing, extracurricular thing.
Yeah.
Means that you got that letter from that school that I think had to be your first choice. Right?
Yeah.
You got that and you showed up and you went through the undergraduate stuff and that went well.
Yeah.
And then wherever the money came from, you got it. Whether you're scholarship or whether you got rich parents, you got the money.
Yeah.
Or whether you made it yourself, you got the money.
Yeah.
And now there's only 25 kids in this class. You got into that.
Yeah.
So asking me how you deal with failure, I have no idea for you. The first time you fail, it's going to really suck. Because I have experience failing, I don't know,
yeah.
4 or 5 times a year
yeah.
in a major way. So I feel all the failure stuff. But I know I'm going to be okay.
You went through your senior year telling everyone you're going to Harvard. I went through my senior year telling everyone I was going to be a homeless hitchhiker.
And I failed at that. I mean, it is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's that maybe apocryphal. No, I don't think it's apocryphal. I think it's absolutely true. But at orientation at MIT.
Yeah.
They say every single person in this room was the top of their class.
Yeah.
Up till now. And now half of you in this room are below, are in the bottom of your class. Yeah. Half of you in the bottom of your class right now. You went from the top to the bottom this second, instant, as you walked in this room.
Oof.
Half of you went to that. Yeah. It's like, you know, when you were the funniest guy in your high school.
Right.
Then you start meeting other people that are funny and you go, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, when I make a lot of fun at Clown College, but these are people that thought seriously about comedy.
Definitely.
And I was used to, you know, any room I could walk into in high school, I could be the funny guy.
Yeah.
And then I was down around, 35 people who were all funnier than me.
Yeah.
They thought about it more. They're really good at it. You know, it's like good looking people getting to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Or I suppose athletic people getting into major league stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All that. Yeah.
Because you can be really, really good looking in Greenfield, Massachusetts.
Have a nice rebellious edge to you and everything.
Yeah.
And you meet a very good looking lunatic in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And you're like, I bet that Johnny Depp's going places.
Yeah. You see, boy, I was really, really good up against Ronnie Peranto. But Johnny Depp, I kind of don't have a chance. Must that feel like for basketball?
Oh, I know.
I mean, when did they first feel that? College, I guess?
Well, my brother was, you know, scholarship, you know, all state high school, you know.
And he was far and away the best player in his high school, right?
Yeah, and even like close to the state, top five of the state in New Jersey or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you know, played international, that kind of stuff. But yeah, and all of a sudden you just think about the NBA and then any glaring weakness you have is just like, nope, that'll just be exploited. The second you walk on the court, like as soon as they know you can't do X in any professional sport, that's exactly what everyone goes after. And the coach knows it and the players know how to do it. And it's really weird.
Yeah. And they're also planning.
Yeah.
Which I don't think in high school sports is that much planning.
Yeah. I mean, they can do their best to scout, but I don't know how much the assistant gym teacher scouting the other team is going to really pay off for everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Scouting reports and things like that. Yeah.
See, somehow, and this bothers me about everything, is I don't think it's fair for other people to prepare.
Right. Now, there was a Major League Baseball player who was talking about being, he was good. He was in the league for a while. Very good. And was starting to get a little older.
Mm-hmm.
And he said this 95 mile an hour fastball came right down the pipe and he was light on it. And he literally was like, that's what I wait for. I wait for that pitch. And I didn't get it that time. And he said he even shared a look for the catcher, and the catcher even looked at him because he knows that he was lucky or whatever. And then all of a sudden, he started getting that pitch almost immediately, like next game, rest of the game, next game, and he was out of the league in 2 weeks. Like, that's how fast they realized he can't hit that anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. but the upside...
Yeah.
Who's the basketball player just made $1 billion? First person made $1 billion while he was playing? He's in Space Jam. He's in...
Oh, LeBron James.
Yeah, LeBron James.
Yeah.
$1 billion.
Yeah.
He hasn't retired yet, made $1 billion.
Yeah.
He can go fishing anywhere he wants. Anytime.
He can. I don't know if it's on his itinerary, but yeah. Yeah. And that's the weirdest thing about professional athletes now is that they all kind of understand the industry of themselves from high school when they're very good. And that's... But actually, it's all our kids, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I always talking to the teenage daughters that live next door, where I said, like, does the word selling out mean anything to you?
Nothing. Don't even know what that means.
No.
That's all what they're all going for.
Yeah. So the kids just kind of understand economics in some capacity that we don't.
And there's no sense. Is there any sense at all in people under 30 that making the choice for money is not always the best? Of course there is.
I think there's a fascinating divide. Like, you know, if you wanted to be a singer, like now if you want to be a singer and get a record contract, that's different than wanting to be a singer and be incredibly popular or try to profit from it. Because of the whole social media thing, there's a path immediately.
Yeah.
As to whether you want to do it with regular industry way or
my children have people their age
mm-hmm.
that are making more money than their parents that they see. They don't know them.
Yeah,
they think they know them.
Yeah,
but they see them on the social media stuff.
Well, that's like Mox is still doing magic.
Yeah,
right,
and very, very well.
Yeah, he knows that he can make money turning candy into Rubik's cubes right now.
Yeah.
And chooses not to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, that's already happening. There are a bunch of, you can buy a bunch of gags from a bunch of things and go around and do these on Instagram and just do the craziest quick transposition tricks. And you can gain a bunch of followers that way on TikTok and Instagram and start to make money. Mox is aware of that and not doing it.
Yeah. So there's all that.
Yeah.
But it's weird, you know, this is Wednesday, but it's not Wednesday. It's Sunday.
Right.
And tomorrow, our children go back to school. Do your children go back to school?
Yeah.
Fully masked. Yeah. I mean, we are in a, we are now in a hot zone.
Yeah.
I mean, this is insane. I mean, I look at the, you know, I look at the review journal every day and the cases and the deaths. I mean, we're going in and doing our shows. Are you going to do a show tonight, right?
I'm going to show, yeah. Vinny's out sick. And so I'm going to go in and do his show for an hour at 5 o'clock at the Neonopolis Notoriety. But by the time you hear this, I would have already performed it.
And it was great.
And I crushed. And I'm not going home as soon as this is over to just throw everything in my garage into my trunk and hope I have everything. That's not what's going to happen. it's bizarre. I mean, like I said, I had a friend who's an ER nurse and, five hospital network, every single ER bed taken up, all but one bed unvaccinated COVID people. And it's, you know, Godot's wife got pulled off of, she doesn't work in ER and she got pulled off to monitor oxygen monitor people. Yeah. Cause one of the things we learned early in the COVID was that if you assign a nurse too many beds, someone who's on oxygen can come to, and pull everything out of their body out of a state of shock and die that way. Mm-hmm. And so now they've learned to put backup protocols into monitoring oxygen because of this when you have this level of overflow.
But I mean, Vegas, it's amazing. I mean, I don't know. Are you going out?
No. And now still even masking up and that kind of stuff again, when interacting and stuff, I definitely feel like I'm pumping the brakes on social activity like I was earlier in the pandemic.
Yeah. I don't even know what we're doing. I don't even know. My feelings about what I can do change hourly.
Definitely. Like I said, I went to met with Teller. Mm-hmm. And so I showed up to his place. I had a mask on. He had a mask on. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and he literally goes, I don't fucking know. And I go, like, I don't know either. And where people just used to having a sense of protocol.
Yeah.
I was like, well, we'll just keep him on then. Because, I don't know.
Yeah, this guy, Eduardo Bueno.
Yeah.
Eduardo Bueno.
Yeah.
Which means Eddie Good. Isn't that a good name?
That's a great name.
It's a great name. Eddie Good is a good name, and Eduardo Bueno.
Yeah.
And when I was asking for people to speak Spanish, this guy, Eduardo, came through.
Yeah.
And said, we had a lot of things we wanted to pick through and pick the exact right person. Mm-hmm. But he checked all the boxes, fully vaccinated, you know, spoke Spanish fluently, spoke English fluently. You know, listener, interesting guy, wrote me an email. I really liked him, you know. I think he thinks my Spanish is better than it is, but that's good. He thinks that.
Yeah.
And then he wrote me an email, and then I sent it to Amy, my tutor.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, don't let Hondro see this. Do not let Hondro, because I said, there's a few words in here I don't know. She went, oh, just don't let Hondro have any idea about this email. He will go crazy. I said, why? He said, not only is there Mexican slang in here, but there is L.A. Chicano Mexican slang, kind of half Spanglish
in here. Oh, no.
She said, this is L.A. Spanish, not even Mexican Spanish. It's L.A. Spanish. And if Hondro sees this, he will go out of his mind. So I wrote back to Eduardo and I said, in Spanish, all in Spanish.
Yeah.
I said, Hondro feels very strongly that I should only be speaking really Valencia Spanish.
Yeah,
he wants just that town.
Yeah.
He's not even happy with Madrid.
Yeah, right.
Just Valencia. And I said, so he said, how does Hondro talk? I'll do an impression of him. I said, good thinking. And I sent him videos because, you know, Hondro, for 14 years.
Yeah.
Every week.
There's a ton of video.
Did a video show. There's a ton of video of Hondro. And it's all great. You can see Hondro doing tricks for Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
You know, it's great.
His Instagram's a good follow for anybody. Just look for Hondro with a J. It's easy to find.
Yeah. And Hondro. So now Eduardo watches Hondro and is trying to learn to do his accent and his voice. Which I suppose is like if someone said to you, I want to learn English, but I'd like you to talk like Stephen Fry. And you go and watch all the Stephen Fry stuff and go, good night. That was my Stephen Fry.
It's good.
Now, Stephen Fry is a really good Penn Jillette. Penn Jillette does not do a good Stephen Fry.
Yeah, that's a...
But so we were supposed to, this is the weird thing. So we had it all set that Eduardo was going to take a long lunch break because he works like a normal job.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know what his job is. Doesn't matter. But he takes a, he said, can we meet, you know, I get off at 4:30, you're 4 o'clock. I said, no, I'm going to read for the show then. So he said, I can take a long lunch break. We'll meet at Samba Latte. You know, we love Samba Latte.
Yeah.
And Godot, Eduardo and Penn will meet. And then I got information from with children at camp, and there was a breakthrough COVID thing. And then Z was coming home, and it was, my wife had to fly out because they won't just release the children to, can't do gate flying and can't get them to the airport. So you actually have to go fetch the children in person. So my wife had to leave, and I was supposed to meet Eduardo at Samba Latte, and I couldn't bring myself to go to Samba Latte.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if someone else, I'm not afraid, I want to make this very clear, if I weren't doing a show, I wouldn't be very afraid at all. Because if anybody on the crew tests positive, they get a headache and get a little sick, take some Tylenol, they take away from the show for 10 days, they come back. Tell her I test positive, we legally have to shut down.
Yeah.
So everybody's out of work. So I really, really don't want to test positive. What was Jonesy's solution to that? When I told Jonesy, you know, pouring out my heart to Jones, what was Jonesy's solution?
Fuck that guy, Eddie.
No. Don't get tested. If you have a headache or something, just fuck it. Don't get tested, man. I want to play piano. Just don't get tested. No, but I'm supposed to be tested. Just don't do it, man. Don't take that. That's Jonesy's solution.
Trump, that was Trump's solution as well. But, stop the tests.
Yeah. So I was really excited about going out with Eduardo and speaking Spanish. I mean, I wasn't, so I was terrified.
Yeah.
Terrified. But I canceled then. And now Godot's out of town. I'm afraid to go alone.
It's weird.
I need to speak Spanish, actually speak it exclusively, you know. I don't mean all the time or I'd lose my job.
Are you finding like your crew had a mask up again and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, crew's all masked up.
Are you finding there's like a sadness or like a downtroddenness to it?
Oh, no. We all love it. We all think that, boy, if this COVID just keeps going, that'll be... What kind of fucking question is that?
No, I mean, like...
I'm beaten.
Yeah. I'm saying, yeah. So what I'm getting at is, it seemed like for a moment, the people who were listening to science and did the right things got to hugely benefit from it. And then... the people who were idiots the whole time.
Like when Biden had the big party that we've actually beat it and all that?
Yeah, but I felt it. It wasn't that I was, not because I was reading stuff.
Oh, yeah. We made it.
Yeah.
When that vaccine was announced, I couldn't wait to get the vaccine.
Yeah.
This is the end. We got it. We made it.
Yeah.
We crossed the line.
Yeah.
Whoopee, whoopee, whoopee.
Yeah.
And then that all gets taken away from us.
Yeah.
Damn straight we felt that.
Yeah.
Oh, really felt it. Oh, man, felt it. Yeah, terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, I guess there's some people still in the camp of like, whatever, I'm vaccinated, I'm good. I'm still scot-free or whatever.
I believe I might be that way if it wasn't, if I got tested positive, the whole show shut down.
Right.
I think if I were civilian,
yeah,
I would go masked out pretty comfortably.
Yeah.
Pretty easily. I'm not, because of the vaccine and because of the numbers, I'm not afraid of getting wicked, terrible sick. I'm not afraid of dying. The people I know that have had breakthrough, which I know two people had breakthrough infections, nothing.
Right.
One didn't know it, one had a headache for 2 days.
Yeah.
Dee Snider had a breakthrough infection.
Mm-hmm.
He said Tylenol 3 days. That was the entire thing.
Yeah.
Did not change his life at all.
Yeah.
Nothing. But if he'd had a show and he tested positive, that show would be canceled.
Yeah. That's your scene. A lot of.
So I'm no longer gambling my life. I'm gambling my show.
Yeah.
And that's much better. Much better.
Sure.
Much better, but not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really baffled by the anti-science crowd. Only even from like a gamesmanship level, right? So like the idea of like
you were so close to just falling over the edge right now. I can just watch you. It's so great to see. You're holding back. You so are so filled with hate and disgust and rage.
I was really happy I wasn't on last week's episode when you guys addressed it more kindly.
What do you have to say, Matt? Tell us.
The gamesmanship, the chess move, the idea of like, how about nothing? That'll work. And the amount of effort being put into like, no, we're going to try nothing. No mask, no vaccine, no protocols. How about that?
DeSanto, right? That's who you're talking about.
Yeah. Florida.
Florida.
Sweden.
What's that?
Sweden.
Yes. In Florida, like, just like you know, like, I know as someone who wants to get a booster as soon as it's available, that there are people that are never going to get vaccinated. I understand that moving forward. And so you were trying to, if you're advocating mandates and all this other stuff, it's with the idea that you understand that this is an ongoing negotiation. I don't understand people going like, yeah, but nothing. And just seeing how that's going to play out. Like, are they mad? Like, why are people doing stuff? I fucking hate them.
They are. They are mad.
Yeah. But like, I don't like, how does it win? How do you think that's going to move?
Well, Florida, he says, is it DeSanto? I'm saying his name.
DeSantis.
Right? DeSantis. DeSantis.
Yeah.
DeSantis is saying masks and the vaccine doesn't work anyway. That CDC's changed their position. Yes, they've changed their position a zillion times. Yes, they have.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a wonderful quotation I'll never be able to pull up, but when someone was accused of changing their mind, they said, I got different information and I changed my mind. What do you do, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. My position in beginning of March, end of February, 2020, yeah. I was talking to Robbie Libin. I said to Robbie Libin, are you afraid? One of the guys, my closest friend in the crew.
Yeah.
I said to Robbie, I said, this COVID thing, you worried? He said, the China.
Yeah.
He said, no. You? I said, nah.
Right.
That was our position. That was our stated position, stated out loud to each other.
Yeah.
I said that to a very close friend of mine.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, we changed our position very strongly.
Yeah.
We changed our position. It was no longer, are you worried about that? No.
No.
No. You do change your position. The CDC and Fauci have changed their position, I would like to think, every hour.
Yeah.
And they've made big mistakes. I'm not saying every change they made was the right change.
Yeah, yeah.
Big mistakes. Saying that people shouldn't mask up. They said that early on.
Yeah.
They said contradictory stuff. Yes. That's the way life works.
Yeah.
That's the way life works. You know, everything has changed, you know?
Yeah.
I was a yippie. Yeah. I'm not a yippie. You know, everything changes with information. It just has got to change. And now saying, you know, well, their point is, if masks and vaccines worked, we wouldn't be having people in the emergency room. We didn't do the masks and vaccines, and now there are people in the emergency room, so it doesn't work anyway, so don't do it anymore. It's insane. Is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals?
Other than you?
Yes. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. Professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log in to your account anytime, send a message to your counselor. You get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. You'll never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. What I'm talking about, probably wonder what I'm talking about. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselor if you need it. It is help, someone to talk to. You can work with professional counselors.
Yeah.
Really good. I tried it. It's really great. Visit their website, read the testimonials, check it out. Visit betterhelp.com/ped. That's BetterHelp.com/PENN.
PENN, I meant.
HELP, BetterHelp, HELP. Over a million people are using it now. I got to tell you, therapy is it's a useful thing.
It's awesome.
It's really good.
I'm a big advocate.
Really gets you going. And being able to do it, it seems like being able to do it electronically is the way to go. You know, you can do it on your phone, on your computer, anyway. You have that privacy.
I mean, I had to go virtual with mine anyway during the pandemic. So it was like, oh, yeah, this is totally fine.
It's a really good thing. And the counselor is really good. You can change change if it doesn't match. They also do really specific things. You have problems that maybe your town counselor isn't able to handle. Yeah. You can get a real pro. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/10. BetterHelp.com/PENN. You got that right. You got that so right.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, how's your son doing? He might be Republican.
Yeah, so we went to go shopping for school supplies. Yeah, you got me. I think he was unhappy they were taking a day of summer away to go work for school stuff. Mm-hmm. But he was like, you know, they give you the bigger lists now. Like, they don't, it's not just like stuff that you need, but like that the classroom will need.
Oh, yeah.
And so my son was like, why do we have to spend our money on stuff for the classroom when teachers get paid? Don't they get paid enough to buy their own supplies?
Supplies.
And I was like, oh, buddy, boy, is there a good portion of America that agrees with you. I suppose there's a chance Sarah and I maybe you're either rebelling very early or Sarah and I aren't raising you right. But listen, we're snowflake lib virtual signaling parents. We don't believe that at all.
Yeah. Now, can your children get shots now?
Not yet. They're 6 and 8. And so there's,
so if they both get shots, they're 13.
Oh, there we go. So they can.
14.
People seem to be optimistic that it'll be 6 and up come mid-September, perhaps, or first week of October.
So they'll be going to school unvaccinated but masked.
Yes. And teachers will be vaccinated and masked.
All the teachers are vaccinated? I thought the unions are fighting against that.
The unions did fight against it.
Go unions.
Good job.
Yeah, so that much for the liberal pro-union thing.
But I do believe, I have to double check. I believe the teachers that my children have are vaxxed. Mm. And we have got confirmation from that.
Yeah, our children start going tomorrow morning.
Yeah, a parent teacher night, they both spoke about it, that they were. So I thought
you were a parent teacher night?
Yeah, there's a parent teacher night pen for the school often. The school often has the.
I missed it.
People came by. I think you probably missed your.
Did I fuck that
if
up?
If the school starts on Monday, you missed parent teacher night.
I take the time to delete the emails they send me.
Yeah. Not even archive, huh?
No. I see, Clark County School District. I skim it over.
Yeah.
Did it say parent teacher night in there?
Well, we different schools. So I went to the. Mine had one. Who knows?
Maybe mine.
Maybe yours canceled yours or just doesn't believe in it.
Yeah. They get paid enough. they can do their teacher conference without the parent.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I agree with your son. I believe right now, I believe my family is, as we speak, going out and spending probably a month's pay.
Yeah.
Gross Penn and Teller receipts.
Yeah.
On at Target.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they need everything in the world.
Yeah.
Because they're each going to need 5 notebooks to write nothing.
Mm-hmm. Different types of markers for different types of projects. Mm-hmm. All the different types of paper.
Different highlighters.
Mm-hmm. And then now cleaning supplies. So your wipes, your hand sanitizers, that kind of stuff.
Their backpacks are going to be the size of their climbing Everest.
It really is. I mean, I really worried for my son for his first year, trying to see him carry all that weight.
Well, that's the weird thing. You know, when I went to high school,
yeah,
I prided myself. I was known for this in school. I carried nothing with me ever,
mm-hmm.
and my locker was empty. Empty. Completely empty.
Yeah.
And, Because I had the longest hair in my school.
Yeah.
And I wore eye makeup and I dressed very eccentrically.
Yeah.
And I was involved in a court case where they wanted to search my locker for drugs.
Oh.
And I stopped them. And when they finally won and the police came in to check my locker, they opened a locker that had never been opened. And I stood there and laughed. Because they fought for a really long time. And they sealed it up so I couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
So I couldn't take stuff out.
Yeah.
So they sealed up an empty locker and then fought to open it. I never used my locker. Never.
Yeah.
I never carried anything with me. So what I would do is in every class, I would find a place to hide the book from that class. Right? So I would go in. And I would go over, like, if it was a biology class behind the aquarium, there'd be my book. And I'd take it, and I would do the thing, then I would go hide it back. And then the next class, I would have that stuff. And if I did homework, which was
rare,
4 times in the year,
yeah,
I had it folded up into my back pocket.
Amazing.
So I walked through the halls of the school with nothing in my hands. So when I see students nowadays with backpacks, I go, oh, man. Because nowadays, I can't imagine I would have anything when you get a phone.
Well, I said they get laptop with a charger. And so that alone just adds such a weight to your kid's backpack.
Yeah, I know. They got the Chromebooks.
Yeah.
Does every student in Vegas have a Chromebook?
I believe so.
They don't work, you know.
They're a pain in the ass.
Yeah, not good.
And then they have apps with like 9 apps to track all the different work. And then if I don't know the password, my kid gets a worse grade. I feel like that's unfair. I'm the one who's failing, my kid.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't follow anything.
Yeah.
You know, you get their grades updated every second, and you look at the grades, and you can't tell.
That's one of the teacher's speech was that. It's like, you shouldn't be surprised by your child's grade by the time you get your report card. You should definitely know what's happening between now and then.
I never found out the grades of my children the entire last school year.
I'm not great at that part either. I'm aware of what they're doing in school and that kind of stuff. And obviously with the pandemic, I was helping them through all of their classes and stuff. But I
was supposed to be helping them. I tried to say things that I thought might be helpful, but I failed.
Do your children know the locker story that you just told me?
No. And fortunately, my children have the safest place that I could say anything.
Yeah. But,
I mean, I could talk to you
much
more honestly than I could to any therapist, because this is the one place my children would never listen to.
Certainly why I told the Republican story here. That was not... He's never going to check out Sunday school.
Never.
No.
They'll never listen. So we're completely safe. It's like in magic. You want to keep your trick secret, publish it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
If you publish something in like a magic magazine, here's how I do my trick. No one will ever steal it or read it.
Yeah.
No. Only if you don't do that will they steal it and read it.
Oh, fascinating. Yeah.
Linking ring.
Yeah.
That's where it's got to go.
You got to publish it in Linking Ring with clear, concise instructions. Tell them how to do it, all your patter, and give them your blessing. And no one will do it.
Definitely. Red Rich, I want to buy a headless microphone.
A headless microphone?
No, I'm sorry. A headset microphone.
Are we at Halloween already?
I got to be this pumpkin head guy.
Yeah, he's the he's doing the microphone of Sleepy Hollow.
Is Countryman still the lead thing to do?
Yeah, so that's the easiest solution that everybody's going to have like EQ patches set for if you're working with an audio guy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not working with an audio guy, you might have some issues ringing things out.
Ringing what out?
Things.
Oh, okay.
So speakers' feedback, anything that a microphone sends them. Headset mics are very prone to that, so you kind of need a guy...
Well, you have a sound man every place you play, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I don't have a sound man, I usually don't need a mic.
But if you're playing, like, I'm imagining, like, some of these restaurant gigs where you might not have a sound guy.
You don't have a mic.
But I wouldn't use a mic for those.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to do Vinny's show. I'm not going to even use a mic. But I would, if I had a headset mic, they have a sound person, I would have hooked it up. But instead of doing a mic on a stand, I'm just going to go no mic.
I hate Countryman mics.
You do?
I do.
Well, you have special mics in your glasses.
Yeah, my glasses have mics in them, and it goes down to my back, and I don't like things hanging off my ear.
Yeah.
Because I also wear hearing aids.
Right.
So I got all sorts of problems.
You already got weight up there.
I got things hanging off my head. When I go to sleep, I have a CPAP, headphones. It's amazing. There is no head left. I should just have a whole diving helmet I put my head into.
Well, I did Piff's show with a mic on a stick, and it led to comedy. It was me dragging my mic stand around everywhere I wanted to go on stage.
You're like Rod Stewart.
Yeah, it was very Rod Stewart. I thought, like, on a longer show, I bet that would wear off.
Well, Piff has it all built into his
guidance. Like, how you sleep is how he goes on stage.
Yeah.
He's got a crazy amount of equipment on him.
All I'm getting at there is the better that your microphone is, the more revealing it is. So the more tech problems you could have in lesser venues.
Okay. So I want to...
He's thinking about you get a transistor radio and put it in your nose.
What he wants me to do is get a walkie-talkie set, duct tape the intake button, and strap that to the side of my head.
What do you use, Penn?
I use the Sennheisers on my glasses, and then two packs on my back, both of them in condoms. So if my back sweats at all, we used to do the water tank, and I would get sometimes splashed when I get wet. And we have, so I have mic on each side of my glasses, and then one is there and one is backup.
Do you know the model number for the Element?
I don't. You're disappointed in me, but not surprised.
Not surprised.
Are there lavalier mics that are on par with Countryman head mics?
The problem with lav is that your head is never going to be in the same position the whole time.
Right.
Lavs are good for television because people are pointed the same way for the whole show.
Got it. Okay. This is the good talk.
You have this all solved.
And you think I don't need one?
How big a place? Up to 5,000, you don't need a mic. See, you're laughing at that. Houdini.
Houdini did it.
Houdini would have played a 5,000 people on a mic. He's,
yeah.
I am the great Harry Houdini.
man. I mean, that's where, if you're talking like that, you need what, like four tricks to do, get through an hour?
Houdini would say he would spell every word.
Oh my God.
I am the great. Hey, have you heard the recording of him?
No.
He talks like that.
It's oh my really gosh.
Good. You should go fishing with him. I am good. He's scaring the fish, man. I, the great Harry Houdini, am home for supper. Shut up. Shut up.
I was napping. Did you go fishing with Harry? Yeah. Nothing? Nothing.
Never do.
Never do.
But if you, I will catch the greatest fish that has ever been caught.
No, you're screaming. You can't, that, whatever that fish is gone.
Can you please pass the tackle box?
And they tell the story of Harry jogging in the morning, because he was the first physical fitness person, right?
Right.
He would jog in the morning and practice his lines. So he'd be running through the streets going, I defy the jails of the world to hold me. Listen, man, you keep yelling when I'm trying to sleep. You're going to be in every fucking jail in the world, okay? How about you defy the fucking bullets to shoot in your fucking ass? Shut the fuck up. It's 7 a.m. I am sorry.
I defy you to stop me from eating these eggs. Running around getting all sweaty.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
How are you today?
Fine, Harry.
Neighbor.
Again, my name is Alex. I've told you a lot. You call me neighbor.
Sorry.
Okay.
I will escape from the unescapable.
You mean this conversation?
Cut it out, man.
I feel trapped in it right now.
Can't dig it. But, you know, I used to pride myself in not using mics.
Yes.
But we went to Broadway, and it's just it's much easier, because now I blow my voice. I was gonna say, I really need a mic that I speak.
History bore out that the mic people really were on your side.
But it's really nice. You know, I forget, because I still do.
You still project a lot.
Really, really great volume.
Yeah.
And sometimes for the end monologue, the 10-in-1, I'll bring the volume way down. It's kind of fun.
It is nice.
Gives it a whole different tone.
It does, when it feels like the voice is coming right from you.
Because if you do everything at full theater volume, it ends up being one texture.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you have a mic, you can do all sorts of stuff. Yeah. You can get a Countryman. How did Countryman end up owning that mark? Was the Country people that first started using those mics?
It's just a brand, so they have other products aside from those mics.
Mm-hmm.
But still, like, no other person came in with a superior or competitive brand?
No, there's other stuff out there.
Okay. There's not.
But it's kind of the same thing as the Shure SM57 and 58.
Yeah.
It's a good workhorse at the right price point.
Is there a Magic Man? Magic Man had...
Magic Man mic?
Yeah.
I got my Magic Man. I sound like shit.
They had already dominated the market for a long time on direct boxes, DIs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they got there.
Now, for a long while, the culture said that rock and roll wanted to have visible mics, right?
I don't know the story. I'm sorry.
Is that why? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
It seemed like, you know, Aerosmith, he didn't want a headset.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it was the old-fashioned guys liked that they had a mic.
Oh, I got you. They wanted the pose with the stand.
Prop. Yeah.
Prop.
Yeah.
I mean, Springsteen never went with a headset, right?
No.
No, he always has a mic.
Yeah.
And that's not because maybe Countryman's too expensive for Bruce?
He saw a Broadway show. He's like, out of my league.
I've been picking up the check when I go out with Obama. I got to tell you, it's cutting into my money.
He does. He always does a salad and an appetizer.
Yeah, salad and one or the other.
One or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he also, what bothers me is he doesn't drink water.
Yeah.
He gets the refills of the Coke, and they charge you for every one of those.
He gets the lemonade. So it's not refills like the other drinks.
No.
Like you gotta pay for each one.
Each lemonade he pays for, and they put a little sugar on the rim, and it's like $5. Brock, little Barry, baby. No, stop.
Come on.
Come on. I would like to have my head have a microphone on it instead of having to run over. You know how long I have to run to get from Miami, Steve. I play big stages, Barry. I'm running from Miami, Steve, all the way over to the to go. Huh! Then I have to run back over. I go over to Clarence Clements's cousin, whoever the fuck
nephew,
Gesundheit, who's working with me. I go over and I say, I lean against him. Then I got to run. What is it? Like 25 feet to go. Blow, big man, blow. Then I got to run back and I got to lean against him again. Then I got to run back out. And then I want to do a big rock pose up on top of one of the speaker cabinets. I do that. And then I got to go back because the band who's been playing this exact same tempo for 7.5 minutes has to get me to the microphone to go 1, 2, 3, 4 to remind them of the tempo we're already playing. And if I don't have a mic, they won't be able to hear me because these guys have only been playing these same fucking songs for 40 years at the exact same tempo. And by the way, in their in-ear monitors, they've got click tracks. And I'm running over to going, 1, 2, 3, 4. Why are you doing that, Bruce? We don't need it. As a matter of fact, the audience knows all the songs. Why don't we just play records and they'll all sing along? Barry, dessert?
I thought I got 2 spoons. I thought you'd have some too.
No, we got 2 desserts. I thought we'd have 1 dessert. We'd split it.
Yeah, yeah. I thought we both get one that I could try yours or you could try mine.
And listen, on the check, Roquefort dressing, extra 50%. After 50 cents.
Why?
Extra 50 cents.
Why? Come here.
Yeah.
I'm coming for the Roquefort.
Yeah, but Barry, listen, I'm trying to get the... I'm saving for it, man. I'm saving for it. So Barry's Big Bash was canceled, huh? Changed.
Oh, it did?
He was having, what, 500 people at his birthday party, and then people said, there's a plague. And he went, oh, yeah, I wasn't president for that. And they said, that's why it was so bad, Barry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who took over? Oh, was that... Was it that... Was it that kind of stupid guy that came in and I handed over all this? Yeah. I left him a note. And then what was the note? You know, every president leaves a note for the next president.
Yeah.
And Trump didn't even do that for Biden.
Biden said he did, but wouldn't reveal it, which makes me feel like I feel like it was Biden trying to do the classy thing for Trump.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Or what would his... I won. I actually.
That's what
won.
I mean. It has to be something.
Loser, 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 loser.
Yeah.
And have you ever gotten, you've never gotten a letter from Trump? I have.
You have.
Yeah. I've gotten things sent to me with things circled.
Yes.
And his comments. Really weird.
Bizarre. No, I've seen, there's a documentary on, it's a sports documentary because he tried to compete with the NFL, with the USFL.
Yeah.
And he's a big figure point in it. And that's where they reveal his propensity for Sharpies. And circling things in letters and writing like no on notes and sending it back to you and that kind of stuff. And it was bizarre. It wasn't president when I saw this documentary and it was bizarre, bizarre. Really? Yeah.
I would get things from him.
Yeah.
Newspaper clips, something I said and circled in trouble.
So weird.
Yeah. Cause I asked him a favor.
Yeah.
I mean, this is before he was president.
Before he was president.
I was doing stuff for Opportunity Village, you know, the local charity.
Yeah.
It's very, very good. I earned like a lot of money for them on Celebrity Apprentice. And so they were doing an honoring Emily and I for that.
Yeah.
Big dinner. And the dinner is honoring us, but it's also getting money for
another money.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I asked Donald Trump to send a video and he sent a very nice video.
Yeah.
But the letters that went back and forth were all that kind of circle this and here's the...
Bizarre.
Bizarre. And who knows? He's now selling membership cards.
That's really weird too.
Yeah. Really weird. It's just all outside of the range of human comprehension.
Yeah.
But it sure is nice to think. Imagine if you know, Barack were president and never had Trump. If it was... The thing that drives me crazy is if we, and I will say this because I know the alternate universe.
Yeah.
If Hillary had won and Hillary were president, I would be saying on a weekly basis, Trump would not have been worse than this.
Right.
I promise you I would have been saying that.
I bet you would.
I would have been dead fucking wrong. Idiot. 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 Stupid, wrong, idiot. But I would have been saying that. And I'm
yeah.
I'm fessing up in the alternate in the alternate universe. I'm an idiot.
Yeah. And I'd say like one.
Because nobody knew we could be that bad. Nobody.
No. No, no, no. And it's even stranger. It's a one of the things that's just a casual relief of Biden being president is that basically with Obama and then Trump, you basically had 12 years where you couldn't make fun of the president without sounding like you were saying something beyond a joke.
Ah, right. That's true.
So like you come off like a racist making fun of Obama and you were everything for or against Trump was absolutely about the political divide and that's it.
Well, yeah. And if you were making fun of Obama for, and you were a racist, you were a Trump supporter.
right. That's it's like now someone makes fun of Joe Biden. I don't immediately seem like, oh, you're a so-and-so.
Yeah. He, you know what the good thing was? Yeah. When he had the little orange thing in his chin.
Yeah.
And they sent him a note and they got a picture of the note that says, sir, you have an orange thing on your chin. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
It's just great.
Yeah.
It's Obama. Not Obama.
It's Biden.
Biden. He's holding a note. And you're able to see, because of the photograph, the note says, sir, you have an orange thing on your chin. And then he reaches up and goes, brushes it off.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to make fun of.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so great.
He really did mess up getting out of that plane that one time. I mean, it really was funny looking.
Yeah. That's good.
I voted for him. I'm still fine with gaffes. I'm still fine with physical bits.
Not putting the Nazi eagle on your membership card?
No, that part I don't like.
Misspelling official. You like that? Ah, oh, Jesus. Okay. Right. So you got any gigs coming up?
In Chicago. Come see me on the 28th. It's going to be vaxxed and masked, but come see me at Blink House. And
28th of?
August.
28th of August.
Yeah.
What day of the week is that?
Saturday. Saturday night. I'll be part of a big lineup there for the gelato, for Sideshow Gelato.
Yeah.
And I'll be making a crazy backroom deal to send some stuff
how
back
big, how way. Big a place is it?
I think it's a bar.
Okay, good.
So I think about 100 or so people.
And how long are you doing?
I think I'm doing about a half hour.
Oh, really? And how many other people are on the bill?
I think there's like three or four other people on the bill.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah.
I'm a little envious.
Yeah. That'll it's going to be fun.
That'll be really fun.
Yeah.
Be really great.
And then on the September 15th, just me. Hour-long show with intermission.
Just at your home?
Valhalla Boathouse Theater in Lake Tahoe. Lake Tahoe, California. So look for the Valhalla Boathouse Theater, and you'll find me there. And I'll be doing the show there.
September 15th. Okay. And that was Ben Sunday School. Cha cha cha. And to our listening ears, you become naked.
I, Harry Houdini, have finished the show. You can stop listening now.
You know, we love you. We got to thank there.
The following people here all can get out of a milk can. Paul Atkinson, Michelle Yizer, Jonathan, Brogan Hastings, Placida Scott, Dante Peace, Damian Martin, Adam Luce, Loves Matthew, Michael, Penn, and Reddy, Timo Tishaw, that's my best shot at that, Miriam Ingalls, Scott Kelly, Kirk Barrett, Kelly M, Adam Berzins, Chris Marvin, Fractured Adventures, Carlos Alvarez, Larry Hess, Michael Cornwall, Ross Devereaux, Rue Dudley, Ryan Matthews, Jeff Baker, Eric Doble, Michael Torbay, Ilan Lee, Leah B., and Jacob McCulley.
Thanks.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.